That seems to be pretty common at the 508. We've got a strange team name here. It's Team Skink standing here with t-shirts with some sort of two-headed lizard riding a bicycle. Can anyone tell me what a skink is and why they have two heads?
It's an Australian lizard, and its tail looks just like its head, which gives it a 50-50 survival chance if you go to bite one end of it.
Awesome. So is that some sort of metaphor for your team?
Yes, I think so. We're going to meditate on that for 508 miles.
So there are three of you standing here. Is this a four-person team with one missing?
Two-person team, and we have two crew members. One's not here yet.
Okay. Are you guys veterans or rookies?
Rookies all the way.
Do you think you're prepared? Are you psyched about this?
Bill, he's a bicycle mechanic from Cupertino, so we're prepared. We've got our.
Yeah, we're gonna do good.
If we need to, we're just gonna cheat. No.
What are you eating? Are you echoing the skink? The skink looks like it might eat flies or something. Yeah. What are you guys eating?
We're gonna eat everything, probably, pretty much.
Burritos and pizza or sustained energy?
Not sustained, no.
we had a friend suggest that we bring Pop-Tarts, Snicker bars, and what was the other thing? V8 juice. And we could survive on that. But we have a lot of stuff. We're going to eat well.
Awesome. Well, it sounds like you guys are in good spirits, and hope Team Skink does pretty well. The skink looks pretty fast on a bicycle, I have to say. So, yeah. You guys look like you'll do okay, so hope to see you at the finish line. Hey, so you're a solo rider?
Solo rider, Eric Skramstad's totem is Sloth.
Sloth, is that going to be representative on the ride?
I hope not, but compared to some of them it will be, so.
Okay, are you a rookie or a veteran?
A veteran, I've done this race two times before.
Are you going to be slothful compared to previous escapades?
No, the next time we want to be human as a two-man team and then have all the pedestrian signs that you can find on the road plastered all over the side of the vehicle. So we'll see what happens for next year.
Nice, nice. Any tricks up your sleeve to combat problems you had in previous years? Any special dietary things going on, special bike equipment?
And sure, and a lot of it. So it's a great drink.
Sweet. Well, you got a target time going on or just wanting to finish?
I just want to finish in the daylight. That'll be my plan. So about 35, 36 hours would be great.
Pretty respectable time. Well, best of luck to you and see you on the road.
Afternoon, folks. I'm standing here with Spider, who has quite an interesting history with the 508. Could you tell us a little bit about it?
Well, I first did this race 10 years ago in the 50-plus division, and now I'm back 10 years later to do the 60-plus division. And looking forward to revisiting the thing.
Uh-huh. Is there anything you missed about the ride that you're looking forward to this time around?
Oh, I hope it's sort of warm. We ride Race Across Oregon up where I'm from, and it's usually cold, although I guess some years it's been warm.
All right, good. And do you have any special foods you'll be taking in this weekend?
No, I don't. I'm into making my own energy bars, so we'll be doing some homemade energy bars and lots of water and no particular liquid nutrition.
Uh-huh. Okay. Do you have any final comments you'd like to make?
No, I'm just really happy to be here. I have a good crew, Susan France and Eric Vigorin, and we all drove down the last 2 days, so we're all looking forward to a good event.
Well, sounds good. I wish you good luck, and I'll see you at the finish line.
Thank you.
So, who are you guys, and what are your totems, or your team, right?
This is Team Swamp Rat. Don't be scared.
To you, to you listeners out there, they have a glorious... They have a glorious plastic swamp rat there. Nice. Are you guys veterans, rookies?
It's the first time.
Never rode a bike in my life.
Never ridden a bike in your life. Nice.
On this course, at least.
That's awesome.
But we are doing it for a good cause. And, of course, that's Challenge Athletes. But within that group is an organization called Operation Rebound. And so far, we're up to almost $15,000.
$15,000?
Yeah, and our goal by the end of the year is actually 50, so.
Wow, that's awesome. What other events are you doing?
The Challenge Athletes race in November, which is a half Ironman.
And this represents Operation Rebound? Tell them what that is.
Well, it's funneling money to the injured soldiers and giving them all the really cool spring-loaded carbon fiber legs and wheelchairs and skis. and it's a really great organization.
Nice.
You know about already. So.
Sure. Nice, guys. Well, I wish you all best of luck, and just finally, I don't know, tell us what your most anticipated hill is going to be.
There's only one.
The last one.
I'm anticipating my nap.
Nice. All right, guys. Thank you very much, and best of luck.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the 508 webcast. Can I get your totem?
Swift.
Swift, okay. And is this your first time, or have you done this before?
This is my first time as a soloist. I haven't done any relays. This is my first time here altogether.
Okay, and is there any part of it you're looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to being in it. There'll be many challenges along the way. There'll be some good times and some bad times. And I think engaging those experiences during a race like this are what make the race really special. So that's what I'm most looking forward to.
Okay, that's a pretty good outlook. Do you have a target time you'd like to finish by?
I do. But I'm going to kind of keep that to myself. Okay. there's a variety of scenarios, but not knowing the course and not having ridden the course as a soloist before, or I haven't ridden in its entirety before, there's a lot to learn. So I'll keep that kind of in my own mind.
Okay, good. And so I guess the question of the day is Ensure or hot dog? Which one will you be consuming?
Neither, actually. I was trying to think which meta. Well, I definitely won't be eating hot dogs. They don't work well with me, but Ensure is something that I don't use. But my diet's pretty specific.
All right. Well, good luck to you. I hope you you enjoy the ride. Any final comments?
No, thanks for being here. And like I said, this got a great reputation as a ride. Looking forward to it. And I really want to thank my coach, Jonathan Goldberg, Johnny G, and his foundation, the Johnny G Foundation. I want to thank Club One, the organization that I work for.
All right, well, thank you and good luck.
Thanks very much.